Media consumption during the coronavirus outbreak has skyrocketed. So many at home, such a compelling story. But advertising revenue is falling fast. One ad buying firm estimates it will be almost 10% lower than projected for 2020. And what's there is evolving. Here now, media analyst John Carroll has been watching. John, you know, it's sort of like we can see the pandemic in stages through the advertising waves. What are you seeing?
Right. First, we had the whoops phase where brands realized that their ads were wildly inappropriate for a public health crisis. So Geico pulled an ad with people high-fiving. KFC ceased to be finger-licking good. And beer companies pulled ads that showed crowded bar scenes.
Right, because we saw them and it was wince-inducing. But then came a second wave, ads that directly addressed the outbreak. Car companies are offering home delivery of cars. Russell Stover ads. There's one that you can send a box of candy and it will be a virtual hug. I don't think I've ever seen a Russell Stover candy ad on TV before. And then there's this Budweiser TV spot. It featured healthcare professionals, relief workers, lab technicians, soldiers, everyday people.
This Bud's for the Blues, the Reds, and the Warriors. This Bud's for the Giants, the Jazz, and the Magic. This Bud's for the home team.
Right note, John?
Yeah, I think Budweiser has a history of trying to help out during natural disasters. In this case, they took $5 million from their ad budget for sporting events, gave it to the Red Cross to conduct blood drives all across the country.
Yeah, they're hitting the right note. Walmart's running a similar ad. We hear the Walmart president and CEO, Doug McMillon, praising his employees. Let's listen.
I've always seen your spark, your dedication, and humanity. But today, as you're being challenged more than ever, I see heroes.
It is so heartwarming, and low-wage workers are on the front lines. But as I was watching, John, it also made me think, well, I hope you're paying them to do this.
You know, exactly. Yeah. This is kind of a high-wire act because you're trying to burnish your brand while bad news is swirling all about you. Mm-hmm. Most people think that you should not be exploiting this situation, but only 8% in one survey thought you should actually pull ads.
Right, so just try to get it right. Well, many companies, though, aren't spending any money on ads. They don't want to be associated with the pandemic, right?
Right, and this is the third wave, which is knee-buckling decreases in ad spending. So you have estimates that newspaper ad revenue will be down 50% perhaps, TV down around 40%. Facebook usage is way up, but online advertising is way down. Mm-hmm. And BuzzFeed reported that over 3,000 advertisers have basically blocked the word coronavirus from their ads. So their ads will not appear next to any pandemic coverage. And that's really hurting a lot of news organizations.
Well, there's been layoffs, furloughs, cuts to benefits and salaries at some organizations. Big news organizations are probably going to do okay, but in the few seconds we have, this is the time, I think, to buy your local paper.
Absolutely. Only 16% of people pay for news in this country, and this is proving that a lot more should.
Yeah. This is the time to support the people who are the ones that will cover your backyard. Here now, media analyst John Carroll. John, thanks as always, and stay well.
Thank you. You too.